something like others. It was the time of the Gaisha holiday. And for no reason that anybody in the world could understand, the Baal Shem Tov asked, he said to a group of the Hasidim that he wants to go to a place that's by the town square, near the town square, there was like a Kretschmann inn, some kind of an inn, and that he wants the Dafka come to that place. And it was a very dangerous, you know, on the night of their holidays, it was very dangerous for Jews to be outside and to go anywhere where they would be seen by the Goyim. And yet the Baal Shem Tov insisted on going there, and everybody went. And the mamish was a pachet. They stayed inside this room with the Baal Shem Tov, and everybody was afraid that they were going to come, that the Goyim were going to come and we were going to start killing them. And what they had there in the town square, they had a platform set up with the archbishop over there, and all the galoch and the big priests were coming for this huge thing where they go walking with crucifixes and the whole Avodah Zarah. And it was a big maimed over there, and the Baal Shem Tov was staying in this place, like down the block. And the Chassidim were just standing with the Baal Shem Tov, and they didn't know why he came there, what was the inyan. And they were there, and they davened Marv, and the Baal Shem Tov told one of the Chassidim, go over there on the platform, and there are four galochim with big hats, and the Avodah Zarah, there are four of them, go the third one from the left, whatever the third one, he told them which one, go to that galach and tell him that Yisrael ben Eliezer Baal Shem Tov wants to talk to him. So that was not like a good job to have. And he said, I should go over, and the Baal Shem Tov says, go tell him. He doesn't know how it happened. He walked over there, and he was like invisible, because there were a million anti-Semites all over the place, and that was on there. It was their night, you know. And he walks, this tzaddik walks over there, and he just holds his breath, and he walks over to this galach that the Baal Shem gave him a simon, and he walks over to him, and he's sitting with the bench, like from the chashuvim, you know, and he goes over there, and he leans over, and he says that Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliezer Baal Shem Tov, wants you to come to him. He looked, and he was very shaken by that, and he just sat there. And this guy ran back, and he said, Baal Shem Tov, what happened to the galach? He said, I told him. Baal Shem Tov said, no, you have to go tell him again that I insist that he comes immediately, or else he's not going to be able to live. So he went back, and again, he was like invisible. He just walked through all these people. Nobody saw him. And he walks over to this galach, and he said, look, the Baal Shem Tov said that's the last warning, that you have to come. So he said that they're gonna kill me if they see me walking away with a Jew. He said, that's what the Baal Shem Tov said. But this galach stood up, and he went running off. He went running with this chassid, and he went to the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov took this person. He was a Jew. He was a Jew that was gishmat, and the Baal Shem Tov was makarev him very, very much. He knew that he had a very big neshama. The Baal Shem Tov was makarev, and they had to all run from there. And the Baal Shem Tov used the shame that they wouldn't be seen. They had to run from that place because they'd be seen. But the galach that he went away, and they gave him other clothing, Jewish clothing. And the Baal Shem Tov spoke to him privately for a while, and he gave him Jewish clothing, and they went out with him. And the Baal Shem Tov was working with him many, many tikkunim. And you could imagine, he spent his whole life doing these things. And he asked the Baal Shem Tov, how am I going to know when my tikkun, how am I going to know when my tikkun is complete? How am I going to know that the time has come, that Hashem has forgiven me, and that my tikkun is finished? The Baal Shem Tov said to him, he told this over later on, the Baal Shem Tov said to him, that when you hear this story in the future, and someone will come and tell you this story, you'll hear this story, then you'll know the story of what happened here tonight. When you'll hear this story, then you know that the tikkun is complete. So he went off, and he was a yid. He went and he found himself. He left his wife. He left his whole world. Not his wife, wasn't married, but he left his whole world behind. And it was a dangerous thing. And he went and he started everything again. And there was one of the talmidim in the Baal Shem Tov. When the Baal Shem Tov died, he gave each of his talmidim different jobs. And one of them, I'm skipping a lot. One of the talmidim he gave a job. And his job is that he has to go. The Baal Shem Tov told him, wherever you go, tell stories about me. Tell stories about me. So he was going all around Europe. He was a magid. He was going telling stories to the Baal Shem Tov. People would give him money. He went and he would get money. They're telling stories about the Baal Shem Tov. So back to the Galach that's now about Tshuva. He was living someplace, and whenever somebody would come, he would see a Chassidish fellow, and he would ask, "Are you a Chassid?" And so he would say, "Could you tell me a Ma'is of the Baal Shem Tov?" So he would hear a Ma'is of the Baal Shem Tov, but it was never his Ma'is. You know? So then, finally, it happened that this Chassid, who was famous, that he knew all the stories, because he was the man. He was the one that was, his job in the world was to tell stories of Baal Shem Tov. He went everywhere. So the former Galach heard that this Baal Shem Tov's Talmud was coming to the area. And he was, by now this guy was very rich. The Baal Tshuva became very rich. And he hired him, he said, to give him, and he was a fortune of money, to come to be like a scholar in residence for Shabbos, you know. And this Baal Shem Tov's Talmud came to be there for Shabbos, and the guy, the Baal Tshuva, everybody loved him very much. He was a big Baal Tzedaka. He invited the whole town to come on him, and he made a huge Suda. And Friday night, he was Mechabed after the 8th. He was Mechabed this Baal Shem Tov's Talmud to get up and tell stories about the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov told him he wasn't allowed to prompt anybody on this thing, just to tell stories about the Baal Shem Tov. So this he gets up, and he couldn't remember one story about the Baal Shem Tov. He said, because he was able to remember his name, the Baal Shem Tov's name, he couldn't remember one story. It was a huge busha for the Galach, because he invited everybody, he paid a lot of money, and he had a big payday. How come this, what happened to this superstar, you know, the stories? And he was very depressed and dejected, because he saw that Hashem was giving him a patch. And the guy was very embarrassed. He said, "This never happened to me. I'm going like for 30 years telling stories. It never happened to me. I have a million stories. I can't remember one thing." So he said, "Look, you're very tired. You were sleeping a lot. You came from far away. Tomorrow will be okay. Don't worry. Lunch is a big, I'm having a big thing. It's fine." Comes lunch. The same Maisa happened. Lunch. Hey, the guy's paying a fortune of money. He gets up there, and the Baal Shem Tov's Talmud doesn't remember a story. And everybody's very upset. And this guy's Sebrachan, because this is like his last hope, because this is the person that knows all the stories. So he said, "I don't know." And the man said, "Look, I don't know. I'm paying you a lot of money, really. So Shalashudas, do your best, okay?" So it comes to Shalashudas, and this guy the whole day is davening and davening and davening. He doesn't know what happened to him. And it comes to Shalashudas, and he gets over there, and they're asking him, and he starts to cry, and he says, "Chevra, I'm so sorry, and I'll give the money back. I don't want to take a penny. I disappointed everybody. I couldn't tell you a ma'aseh." And there was nothing to do, and he was heading to his wagon. He was very embarrassed, this Talmud Chacham, this Talmud. And he was going back to the wagon. He was throwing things on the wagon. And all of a sudden, he remembered one story from the Baal Shem Tov. And he sent a boy to go. There was no more the idol already. All left him. They made fun of him. He was bizyonis. They sent the bocher to go find the gevir. He already gave him back the money to go find the gevir, the Baal Tshuva. And the Baal Tshuva came. And he said, "I'm so sorry. I don't remember anything, but I can tell you there was one story that happened on the night of Christmas, whatever it was, 30 years ago, and there was a Yid, there was a Galach that was disguised as a Galach, and the Baal Shem Tov turned his life around. He made him into a Jew. And he told the whole story, and this Yid heard, that was his story. The Iker, when they were walking away from Tzaddikim, like Yirmi was saying before, to going to learn the Svarim. Every one of us should have our ears open to when we learn the Svarim HaKadosh, and we should try to hear our story. You understand? Each person has his own story. You have to try to hear the story, because the Tikkun comes from hearing the story. Because the Baruch Shalom planted in each of the Svarim HaKadosh, by the Tzaddikim, people are drawn to different Tzaddikim, the story of who we are. And how Hashem Baruch has sent so many different things in our lives to bring us back to Him. That we should come back to Him, that we shouldn't be lost, Chas V'Shalom. That we shouldn't remain Chas V'Shalom like Galochim, that are lost, that we should come back to Him. Hashem Baruch should help, that we should have a big, big aliyah from this time together, and we should be Zeichem Mitzvah Hashem, to come together and to be able to be neighbors, to be neighbors to Yerushalayim, and to be able to learn together in Yerushalayim, and that the rest of the Chevra will come to join all the players.
Amen.
10 minutes, exactly.